couch in its center sat a small priest. The solemn attire, the white collar, the silver cross pendant, his toy feet barely reaching the floor. His face and bald dome were blighted with red blotches and flaking skin. In his right hand, he had a glass of scotch, the half-empty bottle on the coffee table in front of him, surrounded by the rubble of newspapers and snack bags. On his pot-belly ledge around the cross, there were potato chip crumbles. "What can I do you for?" he said, and belched. "Excuse me, what can I do for you?" He pointed at the armchair across the coffee table, so I sat down. A salesman's job consists largely of mindless repetition of prefabricated phrases. Thus, I offered him a wide selection of magazines that covered all areas of contemporary living. There was a magazine for everyone, whether his interest be in astronomy or self-betterment or gardening. I could also offer a wide variety of titles for a contemporary Christian reader: Christianity Today, Christian Professional, God's Word Today. "Where are you from?" he asked, and took a large sip from the glass. The color of the scotch rhymed with the leaves outside.